scarcity aspect of time. Time is a very precious gift from Almighty God. Every day that God gives us, we should be thankful for. We should tell Almighty God we're grateful for all the days He's given us to this point, and especially for this day and any days that come in the future. But it's important that we use our time well. It's not about how much time we're given, but it's more about how we use the time that God gives us. Consider the gospel here today, the first point. You had these men who worked all day long. They worked from the beginning of the day and the morning when the sun came up. And we have the men who only worked for 1 hour. That was just 1 hour in the evening. And the householder, he paid them both 1 denarius. It's not so much about how much time we're given, but how we use the time that God gives us. Consider the saints that we look to in the church. A lot of saints, they left this world when they were in the flower of their youth. Some of the saints were in their teens, their early 20s, or mid-30s. They became saints with that little time that God had given them. So that's the first thing I'd like to mention, my dear friends in Christ, that it's important that we use the time that God gives us, and we use it well. And one thing to keep in mind is that now we're entering into a time of transition. You notice we're wearing the violet vestments, but the organ is still played and the flowers are still on the altar. This is the season of Septuagesima, the time between Christmas and Lent. And it's important that over the next 3 weeks here, we really start to think about how well have I been using my time in my spiritual life? Have I been wasting my time? Have I been squandering the goods that Almighty God and the graces He's been holding out for me? When it comes to our spiritual life, each and every one of us have been given gifts and talents. Each and every one of us have been given those special graces that are just for us. We should consider and ask ourselves, have I been using those gifts and talents according to God's will? Have I been using those things like He's wanted me to? But also we should consider our faults and our failings and our sins. Is there some area or something in my spiritual life that I really need to work on? And when it comes to our faults and failings, we know that pride is the root of all evil. Pride is the root of all evil. But for each and every one of us, we have what's called a predominant fault. We have a predominant failing. And if you've never heard of it before, that would be something really good to pray to know about yourself. Dear Jesus, please teach me what my predominant fault or failing is. If you learn what your predominant fault or failing is, and you make it a point to work on it during the season of Lent, what you're going to find is that you're going to overcome a lot of the other temptations and trials that you face during the day. For an individual, their predominant fault or failing might be impatience, for example. They find that during the day they get so annoyed with the littlest things that they find that when getting annoyed with the little things, they lose their temper and become frustrated. That might be for one individual. For another individual, it might be the fact that they complain or they whine when they are told to do certain things, whether by their parents or by their boss. It all depends. For another individual, it might be discouragement when they consider where they're at in their spiritual life and where they would like to be at. They might have feelings of worry or anxiety or discouragement. How come I'm not the saint that I should be already? Well, that's something that we have to work on and overcome. And that's this one aspect I'd like for us to take away today, is that time is a precious gift from Almighty God. It is very important that we're using our time well, that every day that God gives us is very precious, and that we're working on our spiritual life, especially preparing for the holy season of Lent, which is coming up. The last thing I'd like to mention is what is said by our Lord at the end of the parable. Our Lord has said that the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So we have to understand that God humbles the proud in this world, and He exalts the humble. We have to consider that in our own life it's very important that we practice humility. We have the good example of St. Bernadette and Our Lady of Lourdes, that was just this last Friday that we celebrated the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. Here at church, they had a candlelit rosary. There's actually a picture in the bulletin of when they were praying the rosary. I believe it was Friday night, and you can see that the candles there holding up in the air. But so too, Bernadette was a very simple girl, only if it was 14 years old. Bernadette couldn't even read or write. And so our Blessed Mother appeared to her and gave her such great apparitions. But my dear friends in Christ, so too for us, important that when we look at our own spiritual life and where we are at, that we're not comparing ourselves with others. It's very important that we do our best, to become the saints that God wants us to become. God gives His grace to different individuals in different degrees. For some individuals, He's going to call them to a high degree of sanctity. He's going to raise them up. He's also going to give them a lot of crosses and difficulties to carry to reach that point. But for others, He might call to just a very simple and ordinary life, but so too sanctifying themselves in that state. When we see an individual, we read about the saints and their lives, we should not be envious or jealous of where they are at or what they have attained, but we should rather bless and thank God for what He has given them, and also recognize that it was by their efforts and their work that they attained to that degree. Or if we see somebody who might appear to be weaker than us, we see someone who might appear to be less successful than us, we should not look down upon them. We shouldn't think less of them. What's important is that we focus on ourselves and we work on our own spiritual life. And that's the second lesson that we really want to take a point in mind, is that we do not pass judgment on others and where they're at in their spiritual life, but rather we're focused on ourselves and becoming the saint that God wants us to become. Our Lord told us, He said, "He who is first shall be last, and last shall be first." Let us work on humility, but let us also use our time well during this season of Septuagesima. I recommend after Mass today, if you could just spend an extra minute or two in church thinking about what do I need to work on during the season of Lent coming up and how I'm going to work on it. Oftentimes it happens that we hear a sermon or we're given instruction in confession or we talk to a priest outside of Mass and they give us direction and we forget it. We forget the direction. We forget the advice. We don't put it into practice. That happens a lot of times. What's important is that we should do our very best to take away something that we can put in place in our own life. We should take something away from the sermon. We should take something away from our direction and confession. We should take something away from our conversations with the priests and religious outside of Mass, and do our very best to put those into practice in our lives. And that's why I recommend after Mass, just spend an extra minute or two thinking about what am I going to really need to work on during the season of Lent, and how am I going to work on it. Time is a very precious gift. We should be grateful for every moment that God gives us. There will come a day when we are given no more time. There will come a day when we'll face our judgment. And I have to say that we're going to be very joyful and happy knowing that on that day we use each and every moment according to God's will for our life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.